Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 9th parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning parak tes Mishnah Dalet and parak tes Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah taught previously in parak Zion Mishnah Dalet and parak Zion Mishnah Vav that in a situation where the majority of the Jewish people was tamei on the 14th of Nisan, the Korban Pesach is going to be brought and even eaten in the state of Tumah. Now our Mishnah here in parak tes Mishnah Dalet is going to teach us that not all tamei people, however, are allowed to eat it, even when the carbon is being still brought in a state of tuma. Says the Mishnah Pesach Sheba B'tuma, if the carbon Pesach is being brought in a state of tuma, because again, most of the Jewish people had become tuma through a dead body. Lo yochlu mimenu zavin v'zavos nidos v'yoldos. Even so, any other tuma people, whether it's a zav or a zava, a nida or someone who just gave birth, they may not eat from it. That since their tuma is not from coming into contact with a dead body, they therefore are not allowed to bring the karban in their state of tuma. That the only time that you're permitted to bring the karban Pesach in the state of Tumah is when the majority of the Jewish people are in a state of Tumas Meis, where they came into contact with a dead body, and you also are part of that Tumas Meis. But if you're Tumah for another reason, you cannot bring the Karban Pesach. Continuing in the Mishnah, Vim Achlu Petur Meakars. However, says the Mishnah, if they did eat from it, they are nevertheless exempt from getting karis. He said, ordinarily, a tamei person who eats from the meat of a karban is subject to the punishment of karis. He gets cut off from the Jewish people. However, in the Mishnah's case, they are exempt because karis applies only to a tamei person who eats a karban that is supposed to be eaten by tahor people, as the Gemara learns from a pasuk. Therefore, as the Bar Tanura explains, when the karban Pesach is brought in a state of tumah, even those tameh people who are forbidden to eat from it are not going to get kares if they were to eat from it. Continuing now with Perek Tes Mishnah Hey, we discussed in Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel the main difference between the first and the second karban Pesach. The Mishnah here is now going to turn to the main differences between the original Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim at the time of leaving Mitzrayim and the Karban Pesach that is brought in all following generations. Says the Mishnah, Mabin Pesach Mitzrayim Pesach Doros. How did the Karban Pesach brought in Mitzrayim differ from the Karban Pesach brought in all future generations? Pesach Mitzrayim Mikocho Mibeasor. The animal used for the Karban Pesach brought in Mitzrayim that was taken and set aside for a Karban on the 10th day of Nisan, 4 days before it was actually going to be shechted, whereas the animal used nowadays or more recently for the Karban Pesach would be chosen just before the Shechita, the slaughtering, is actually going to take place. V'ton Hazah Ba'agudas Ezo. And the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim required that the sprinkling of its blood be done with a bundle of hyssop, al hamashkof v'al shtei mezuzos, upon the doorpost, upon the top of the door, and upon the two side doorposts of every single Jewish home, in order to distinguish them from the Egyptian homes, where makas bechoros, the death of the firstborn, was going to take place. But all future Karban Pesach Karbanos, there was no sprinkling required. They wouldn't certainly put it on the doorpost and so on and so forth. That was something that was unique to the time of Mitzrayim. V'ne'achal b'chipazon, and the Karban Pesach of Mitzrayim was eaten in a quick, hurried fashion, which is certainly not required in all future generations. B'layla echad, a final difference between the Karban Pesach brought then and the Karban Pesach brought more recently in the future generations is that the Karban Pesach of Mitzrayim, like all future Karbanos Pesach, was eaten for only one night. However, the prohibition to eat chametz during Pesach applied in Egypt for only one day. UPesach Dorus Noe Kol Sheva. Whereas the Karban Pesach of all future generations, the prohibition of eating chametz is observed all 7 days. So these are the main differences between the Karban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim versus the Karban Pesach that was brought in all future generations. Have a great day.